Michael Reid on LMFM.
Yes, Gerry Kelly sitting in for Michael this morning. Keep your comments coming to us 086 1800 658 by WhatsApp or text. Now we move on the show. Haggardstown and Blackrock is a growing area. It certainly is. I know it well, and we were down there recently, of course, with our late lunch show in Blackrock. What a beautiful village it is. But all's not what it seems, and we're going to hear why next from Fianna Fáil councillor and Louth County Council, Shane McGuinness, who's with me in studio. Thank you for joining me, Shane.
Thanks for having me, Gerry.
I said Blackrock. Amazing, beautiful. On the front there, the sea, the little businesses, the atmosphere. We're there, of course, on the big day, and it was amazing. Looks beautiful. All seems to be fine, Shane.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the population growth in it has become phenomenal. There's probably around 13,000 people living in Blackrock and Haggardstown now. From what I remember, I'm living there since 1972, and one of the very unique things is that places like the community centre and Sandy Lane and Rock Celtic and the football pitches and everything in around. When I was growing up, there was the skating hall, there was the swimming pool, there was... So at a time when there was maybe 3,000 people living there, there was so many more amenities.
Okay.
And now, with the population quadrupled, we now have a bigger issue, but we have no more amenities. So I think... when the Haggardstown and Blackrock Community Forum was set up about 12 months ago, one of the big issues was we started doing public meetings, getting people out, getting people to see what it was all about. The forum has been set up, it's chaired by Hermione Duffy, and it's a group of people together. There's sports people from sports groups, people from residence associations, and all sorts of bodies. So it's been set up, and... last Monday night, we decided to have a public meeting specifically on the Dundalk Draft Area Plan, which is the 2024 to 2030 plan. And I think what's remarkable from that meeting was I don't think we've ever had something like that before in Blackrock and Haggardstown. So if I can explain to you about the local area plan, it's a statutory planning document that provides a detailed planning strategy for a specific area or settlement. So it provides the mechanism for implementing national, regional and county development plan policy at local level.
Okay.
So who makes the plan? Well, the making of the Dundalk local area plan is a reserved function of the elected members of Louth County Council.
Of which you are one.
Of which I am one now, yeah. Thanks. At least I'm going to have an opportunity to possibly, you know, be a representative for the area, because that's obviously why people vote for you.
Absolutely.
You're representing the community.
So what you're saying to me basically is, you mentioned there, you know, the football club and the other facilities that are there at the moment, and of course you have the Geraldines and the Haggardstown, the wonderful facility they have there as well. But beneath the surface of all this, there are problems. These have been identified. What are they? Give me an example of you know, what you're talking about.
Well, one of the things we did on Tuesday night was we put the draft plan up on a wall, and people were amazed by the plan because it's all colour coordinated. So if you look at all the areas that are zoned residential, and then you look at the areas that are zoned green, which is open space. So one of the points I made on Tuesday night was that the likes of Dundalk Golf Club, which is a magnificent facility.
Right on your doorstep
on our doorstep. But it's a private club that's, you know, everybody that's in there is a member.
Yes.
So it's not open to the public.
It's
a super
join.
Facility.
Yeah.
No different to Rock Celtic, no different to the Geraldines.
Yeah.
They're all, you know, so these clubs are trying their best to open it up and be, but there's a lot of really good people in them clubs doing the very best they can do. And they have some of the highest members in the entire county. And they're crying out for more space.
Okay.
So I put it up on the wall and I said, right, we need to now go back to the council and say to them, we need more green space.
Amenities.
Amenities.
You're talking about amenities. There's a lack of amenities. Public amenities. That's what you're talking about. You're talking about those clubs. They need help as well to expand because your population is growing. I hear that as well. But public amenities as well that are...
Another community centre. The one in Blackrock is a magnificent facility, but it's oversubscribed. So in Haggardstown, where we now have people living in certain new estates in Haggardstown for maybe over 5 years, they don't even have a playing field. They don't even have a green space. One of the things I'm also concerned about with developers on their green space is that what I've noticed over the last 5 or 6 years is a lot of the developers are putting hills on their green spaces. Now, why, I don't exactly know, but children can't go out and play football on them. They can't go out and play on them because they're hills. So it's maybe because they don't want to take that extra soil out. It might be an overcost, and this could be a way or an element of them to save money.
Mm.
So that's a big problem. So when you have all this area where there's no space, like there's lots of different issues, right?
Yeah.
So in Haggardstown, we haven't got any transport infrastructure. People are leaving to go to the shop, and it's taken them 20 minutes to walk to a shop. Yet we're in an area where there's 2,000 or 3,000 houses.
Mm.
Okay, you've got a major problem with a wastewater treatment system. So in Dundalk Bay, what you've got is a national heritage area, a special protected area, and a special area of conservation. And yet, our wastewater treatment system is at capacity. So we're looking. So one of the things I'm suggesting is that instead of the builders going into the council now and looking for high dense, and I know we have a housing crisis, but let's look at Blackrock and say, right, maybe we've built enough houses, and maybe we need to look at a lower density housing, something a little bit lower, because our treatment systems are not able to cope. So I think another thing we have to look at too, and I'll be raising this with the council, is our green spaces. That we need to separate green spaces that are privately owned and green spaces that have the ability to be publicly owned. And because when you look at the map and you see all the private spaces, it's not giving you a fair, opportunity. So councils need clear strategies and policies to enable them to achieve the vision for the area and make the best use of resources and deliver services. And they need people on the ground like me and people like the forum to be able to say to them, so we have an opportunity. It's open now for submissions.
Okay.
I'd say they're going to be overwhelmed with the submissions from that area.
Mm.
It only goes out as far as the motorway, and outside the motorway then is the county development plan, which again is only comes out every 4 or 5 years.
And you realise one of the local areas in the county allowed as well, and they'll all be batting like yourselves for what are limited resources. They don't have a money pit. They'll tell you that in the county. That being in there now as well. It's not straightforward either to get, everything you want.
Yeah, and I don't want to be coming to the council and saying we have 20 things we need done. I understand the finance and budgets and money and what's needed. Like for me, the footpath on the Rock Road in Blackrock, that's a fundamental now. Because what we're trying to do is let children walk to school, let children cycle to school. But without a footpath in an area that's so built up, that's a problem. And again, one of the things that I'm concerned about is a secondary school. And I think what we have now is an influx of traffic all going into the one spot in Dundalk, which is causing traffic chaos. So what we now need is a secondary school in Haggardstown, where there is a site there designated for it. We need to get the education board to look at it seriously and go, right, let's get a secondary school in so that all the cars aren't going into the one spot. Let's bring them outside, bring them, So another primary school, another secondary school. And I think one of the new ways that I think they've done a good example in Navan, build a secondary school, build a community centre for the secondary school and playing pitches, let the secondary school use them during the day, and then at 4 o'clock in the evening, hand them over to the community.
Throw them open.
Yeah, so you're actually
saving money. Sounds logical to me.
So I understand there's ways that we're going to be able to fix it, even if it's over time, even if it's small steps. But because we have in an area where for the last 15 years, we haven't had a local representative, a local councillor, you do need political will. And I think we can achieve it. I think there's nothing that can't be achieved, and I think nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. And I think that's something that we'll
open
have
for submissions. Can anybody in the area submit to this? I know you have the forum, you're working on it on their behalf, but you can go onto the Louth County Council website there and make your submission about your area, or in writing if you want to,
And people think you might have to go to an architect or a planner or somebody to do this. You can sit down and do it yourself, and it can be as simple as a footpath, bins, traffic management, schools. Everyone should play their part. And, I just get the feeling that I think people should have faith in the council. I think the county council, now that the people have got together and told them what they want, I think the council won't be left wanting.
Shane, leave it there for today. Thank you so much for dropping into me and making your point forcefully. I wish you well in Haggardstown Blackrock, along with all others in County Louth and County Meath who are working forward towards these plans at the moment. No better man. Shane McGuinness, Fianna Fáil councillor. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Gerry. Michael Reid on LMFM.